You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Both these sides, Derek, at the moment locked together in the league on 13 points. Couple of decent draws for Liverpool, back-to-back at Goodison and at Spurs. But on Thursday night against Rubin Kazan, couldn't put that team away. They had 10 men for a large period of that game and Liverpool failed to get the win. They look, to coin one of your phrases here, Derek, they look criminally short, Liverpool at 10-11.
Well, that's it. The only reason their odds aren't is for what? Well, one reason is it Herr Klopp. I mean, that's, if he wasn't managing, Rodgers was still manager. You know, they'd be odds against probably. And the way they played on Thursday, it looked like Rodgers was still manager. I mean, you mentioned the other two. This is a derby match as well, isn't it? Southampton rejects versus Southampton. I mean, there were so many ex-Saints at Liverpool for this picture a year ago. The left back was Francis of Assisi. I don't know. They've done nothing. I mean, they picked all their best players and they finished 2 points ahead of Southampton. So it hasn't worked, has it? That policy of turning them into the Southampton of the North, Northampton, just hasn't worked. You can't back Liverpool, can you, at odds on? It's just a crazy price. Because how many times have you let odds on back us down recently, principally in the Europa League? They've been awful. You just wonder it's early days, you know, but Klopp doesn't seem to have done too much for them, has it? I mean, he puts great emphasis on his players' diets and makes them train longer and harder. Well, that's not exactly rocket science, but it is probably rocket salad. I'm not having them at the moment. I just can't back them at our odds on. I think Southampton, it goes against the grain to back Southampton here at about 3-1, because when they won here 2 seasons ago, they were 5-1. But it doesn't go against logic, because this Liverpool side are there for the taking right now. In fact, these two sides are the two sides most overrated by the Hill's odds compilers I've found over the last 12 or 18 months. But Liverpool are odds on. It's basically a green light for punters. Lump on the opponents, and I'll be doing that this weekend.
Southampton 11-4 for Derek. I think we saw Liverpool in that first game in charge against Spurs, that first half an hour play with a much higher intensity under Jurgen Klopp. It's whether or not they can continue that for 90 minutes in a match.
Yeah, and it's all right. It's all right running, but you kind of coming up against a team who already kind of employ those sort of tactics. You know, they'll chase you down, Southampton. You know, they'll make it hard for you. So you wonder, in a sense, I feel like Liverpool, obviously they've got aspirations to be a bigger and better team than Southampton, but I feel like Southampton are a more settled plan than Liverpool are at the moment. And, you know, and Klopp, it's interesting to note whether Klopp's actually got the players he needs to implement the system that he's got. You know, he's obviously still got quite a lot of injury problems. I mean, Benteke coming back will be massive for them. You know, he came on, didn't he, against Kazan in that... And Derek mentioned about the Europa League. Jeez! You know, I think I've put them up to win -1 against Sion and Rubin Kazan now, both at home, and been chinned twice. So, you know, it's the last time I'll be doing that until next home game in Europa League. look, there's nothing to dislike about Southampton. Unbeaten away from home this season. Now, admittedly, they've only been to Newcastle, Watford, West Brom and got draws, but then they went to Chelsea and won. You know, I feel like Southampton, that kind of team, who are going to come to town and just almost challenge you. Yeah, go on then. Let's see what you've got. We'll be here. We'll just stay here. You know, we'll take a draw all day long.
It's a good matchup for them against the top team.
Well, you know, they can kind of go in there without any pressure on their shoulders and sit in there, and, you know, and wait. And if there's a mistake, they're the kind of team that will punish you for it. If not, they'll happily, you know, grind out a draw and everyone goes home relatively happy. You know, Liverpool aren't pulling up any trees, as you said. This is the first home game for Klopp, of course. So I didn't notice what the crowd was last night, Derek, and how vociferous the support was for Liverpool at home. But I'm guessing that even though it was Klopp's first home game in charge, I'm guessing this will be a better atmosphere on a Sunday afternoon than it would have been on a Thursday night for Rubin Kazan.
Well, no. I mean, the atmosphere, as it turned out, was up before the game. It was fantastic. A big European night of all. But after about 5 or 10 minutes, it went to what it normally is, dire.
Yeah. I don't see that much improvement in Liverpool. Same as Derek. So, you know, that leads me to think I can't be backing them at odds on, even though it is only 10-11. I'm going to play another draw here, 23-10. I think it'll be a slow process this under Klopp, and I think it'll take him time to get. I think he needs Henderson back in the team. I think he needs some of his big guns back in the team. Look, if Sturridge and Benteke suddenly, you know, rock up and they're both in, you know, fit and in form, that's a different matter. But if they're not both in the team, then I'd be going for a draw and a toothless Liverpool.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.